Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
Hey, Duh. Great to be with you, man.
Yeah, you got some KC roots, Duh. I'm curious if you still got people there. We're going to find out.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, I got people all over the place. 20 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And the great Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, boxing's only 8-division world champion, returns to face the hard-hitting, undefeated Keith One-Time Thurman for the World Welterweight Championship this Saturday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view. Watch the show at watchda.com right now, won't you, everybody? You can watch the DA show on any device, anywhere. Every day, the simulcast is cooking when we are on the air. That's at watchda.com, available on your tablet, your PC, your smart TV, your phone, your laptop, wherever it is that you want to watch the show, you can watch it at watchda.com. Coming up on Friday, NFL Films debuts its newest tremendous series. Now, you might have seen the previous 3 seasons of All or Nothing, which is NFL Films' Emmy Award-winning series, which travels with and covers an NFL team from the inside during the regular season. Of course, you guys know Hard Knocks, and that covers teams in preseason and training camp. All or Nothing is on Amazon, and it covers teams within the season. Last year, they went inside the Carolina Panthers. Now, the Panthers finished last season sub-500, out of the playoffs at 7-9. But the Panthers early in the season looked like they really had something cooking and came into the season with big expectations. 8-episode series exclusively offered Friday, beginning Friday on Amazon Prime. It's narrated by John Hamm, and one of the directors from NFL Films, Steve Trout, joins us this morning on the show. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, DA. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, man. How you doing?
Real well, real well. It's going to be an exciting week.
With the Carolina Panthers last season, is it a bummer when a team does not live up to expectations, or is there inherent drama and, you know, interesting scenes and storylines when a team underachieves?
Yeah, you know, I think the easy answer is yes, that it might be disappointing, but we found out quickly, you know, they started out 6-2, then they go on that essentially 2-month losing streak, that every drama is not going to have a happy ending. And it remained not just as compelling, but I really think probably the most compelling series we've done so far, because while this whole thing was the holy grail for NFL Films, Steve Sable tried for 40 years to try and get cameras with one team for the entire season. And we did the Cardinals in 15. They went to beat the Packers in that one of the greatest games ever in the playoffs. This one, because you get to see from the inside the highs and especially the lows from all these guys who are so transparent, who were so open with us, it's more compelling than watching a team go 14-2.
So Steve Sable obviously had a lot of clout around the NFL, and he tried for 40 years to get this done. He could not, and now recently you guys have been able to do 4 years. What changed within the NFL to allow you guys to do it?
I don't know. The biggest thing, first of all, is the trust factor. You know, no offense to the NBCs and Foxes and CBSs of the world, but they can never do this. The teams know that we're part of the family, if you will, and while we're not going to Mickey Mouse the entire season experience, we are showing you everything. They trust that we're not going to let out the competitive edge stuff, that we're not going to let out the play calls, or, you know, obviously because division teams are playing twice a year, you can't let that stuff get out. So from day one, with all 4 teams, there's been this trust factor. And when, as you know, I talk to coaches each year before we start, I said, this can only work if you're fully transparent. And all 4 teams, to a man, were phenomenal. And again, it really does only work if all the doors are open to us.
Steve Trout joins us, director NFL Films, All or Nothing series on Amazon Prime starting on Friday with the Carolina Panthers of last year, 2018. Do you guys, because Hard Knocks is such a huge brand, do you guys want to emulate Hard Knocks or create a separate brand apart from it?
It's a combination of both. Hard Knocks, I directed Hard Knocks for a couple years too, back in about 8-9 years ago, and it turned a corner, you know, from niche viewing at some point into this mainstream appointment viewing. I don't know whether it was Chad Johnson and the Bengals or Rex and the Jets. And look, we're 4 years into this. All or Nothing is still in its infancy. So yes, we're hoping to grow and grow and grow. And do we want the popularity of our sibling Hard Knocks? Of course we do. But Hard Knocks 4 years in wasn't where it is now.
I think it's hard for the average fan to know or get a good read on Cam Newton, because Cam at times feels like he's playing to the camera. He feels at times to be very plastic or inauthentic. But then sometimes you wonder, well, maybe that's exactly what his personality is. Covering him over the course of that season, what did you learn about who Cam really is?
Cam's 100% a genuine human being. And I've learned, and especially with him, I'll never understand. I don't know if you will either, DA, what it's like to be a superstar in that field where everything you do is under a spotlight, and everything you do, there's usually a camera in the face. So I talked to him. I'd known him for a while. I did a commercial with him for Gatorade 3 or 4 years ago, and which helped. Obviously, the relationships help. And I said, look, you've got to make this work for us. And there had never been cameras at his house. We got to his house. He was very genuine. He was very transparent. And I think, well, I'm certain, you'll see a side of him that's never been seen before. But again, don't forget, these guys, I mean, they spend most of their working days in front of a camera. So some may seem like they're putting on a face, but when you can get underneath it, I think that's the goal of a series like this.
What's the side of him that people haven't seen?
Just a genuine contemplative, we go home with him one Thursday night as he's getting his hair cut, as he's just sitting there in a very natural, I'm struggling to even find the word. It's just a real Cam. It's just a real Cam. It's tough, to get under the helmet, first of all, with some of these guys and see what they're like on game day. But then to see their real selves after they leave the facility and go home, that's what you want. You want the realness. And I think that's what All or Nothing provides.
Luke Kuechly, in front of the camera, always says the right thing. Some have called him a choir boy. I mean, even though he plays middle linebacker, he just has such a squeaky clean image. Is that what he's like behind the scenes?
His work ethic, I've been doing it for 15 years, is unmatched. Maybe Sean Lee last year when we did the Cowboys in 17. All he wants to do is eat, drink, work, sleep football for those 6 months. And it took a while to get him to open up to us in terms of just letting us in, but he did it. And there's a great scene. Went fishing with him in this beautiful state park, and he devotes enough effort to fishing as he does football. It's like his brain needs something like that. And it's just him alone fly fishing in this serene location, and you get to talk about the deep stuff with Luke Kuechly. Again, that stuff doesn't happen unless they trust us. All the credit in the world goes to the Panthers from David Tepper at the top to Coach Rivera to every single player on the roster. The credit all goes to them for trusting us.
NFL Films director Steve Trout joining us this morning on the show. Okay, so speaking of Dave Tepper, the new owner of the Carolina Panthers, I read an early review of the series in the Charlotte Observer, and they said the one thing that was conspicuously missing was any earmark of Jerry Richardson. And, of course, Richardson was basically removed from ownership of the Carolina Panthers before the season. Did you guys have to purposefully scrub clean Jerry Richardson from the series?
Not at all. Look, we give, as a courtesy, we'll let the team see the final thing simply for competitive edge. And in, again, 15 years, maybe 3 or 4 things have come out, and they're all play calls. No. We're here to cover the 2018 Panthers. So was Jerry part of that? No. There was no purposeful decision on our side not to include him. We were there as flies on the wall to capture the 2018 season. And so that was all about Dave's first year. So it was natural to cover him, and that's what we did.
Now, Steve, apparently there's no shots of the Jerry Richardson statue in the entire series. No shots outside the stadium that even show a hint of the Jerry Richardson statue. That has to be purposeful.
No, it really is. I mean, that's on one side of the stadium. I guess there was one event, one Christmas lighting event, and I'm sure it was in the background. But that's the side of the stadium. Players don't go in. I mean, they don't go in that way. They don't come out that way. Again, we don't. That was not a purposeful thing. We're there to capture everything naturally. So if it was near an entrance or whatever, then it would have been in every shot. It just happened they put it on the whatever side of the stadium that is, that there's not a lot of foot traffic.
I have to say, there is something about NFL films that the other leagues try to replicate that is just,
yeah.
I don't know why every other league can't do it, but you guys do something that is so different. And I had the chance to visit your headquarters and studios a number of years ago. And I think the one thing that came across was that people there are sports fans, but mostly they're artists and storytellers. And that's mm-hmm. first and foremost.
Yep.
Is that the secret sauce behind why NFL Films just is at a totally different level than any other league's promotional?
Yeah, 100%. You know, the whole term reality TV can drive a lot of people nuts, and they may put Hard Knocks or All or Nothing into that category, but it's really not. And people have called Hard Knocks the first real reality show for TV. But there's a difference between watching, you know, Big Brother and what we're trying to do. This is an 8-part film. And I think that's what separates us. It really is treated like a film that you're going to have to watch in 8 parts. It's not 8 separate episodes. The character arcs span 6 months and 8 episodes. It's not just little bits here that pieces that kind of we just, you know, force together in a 50-minute final piece. They fit together on purpose in this true cinematic feel. And that's all from Steve. We talked about Sable. I mean, the guy was a football player and an art major in college, and it's no wonder why he and his dad started this company, because it goes right. It's as simple as that. We love football, and we love the art of it, and we love, you know, making films about it.
It's amazing because if you go back and watch This Is Pro Football from the 60s, it has the same bloodlines as what you guys will do for All or Nothing, which is totally insane to think that you could make art 50 years ago and have a vision that carries through to 2019. But there is a consistency, and there is a beauty, and there is a vision. And I don't know how you guys have that magic, but I am always completely enthralled by it, and I have nothing but admiration for everything you guys do. I do have to ask, though, John Hamm, he really bugs me because he's handsome. He's handsome. He's really funny. He's been in amazing television shows and iconic movies. And he's a great sports narrator. He's the narrator for this. I mean, is there anything John Hamm can't freaking do?
The jerk has it all, right? I know. He's perfect for this, and he loved doing it, which really helps. You know, you don't want to get anyone on board. I know people love paychecks, but just like we love doing it, we got to have someone who's voicing it who loves it, and he had a ball doing it.
All or Nothing, the Carolina Panthers, taking viewers inside the Panthers 2018 season. It debuts on Friday. They drop together all the episodes exclusively on Amazon Prime Video. Another piece of magic from NFL Films. Steve Trout joining us on the show. Steve, great stuff, man. Can't wait to watch this. Thanks so much.
All right, brother. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Steve Trout, NFL Films director. All or Nothing on the Panthers, dropping on Friday, Amazon Prime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.